again, on behalf of myself and the Justice Watch crew, Rosa Nunez, Michael Clark, and Dr. Akil Bashir, we'll see you next week. Same time, same place, same channel.
Thank you.
Case. We supply the words, you paint the picture. KCAA.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
When you shop with local merchants, more of your money stays close to home. By helping support local businesses, we all benefit. This message from MyTran eShop, family owned and operated for over 30 years. Save and bring your foreign or domestic vehicle to MyTran eShop, located at 21891 Alessandro Boulevard in Moreno Valley, or call 951-243-7675. Visit online at MyTranEShop.com. That's MyTranEShop.com. That's MyTran. And eShop, proud supporters of our local businesses. Don't text and drive. Keep your eyes on the road, because that's where it counts. Our sponsor, Grand Plumbing of Highland, is family owned and operated, serving the area with over a decade of quality and pride. Whether it's residential or commercial faucet leak repairs, water heater repairs, drain cleaning, sewer lines, and gas lines, they do it all. Call 909-222-9629. Again, that's 909-222-9629. Honest, affordable, and a name you can trust. That's Grand Plumbing, reminding us to keep our eyes on the road.
This segment sponsored by our friends at the all-new Sammy's Restaurant. Sammy's is now open in Cala Mesa at Exit 88 off the 10 Freeway next to the Jack in the Box in the former Bob's Big Boy Restaurant. Not to name drop, but Sammy's in the former Bob's is a lot like Norm's. It has an extensive menu. With multiple restaurants in Rialto and places like Upland and Ranch Cucamonga, Sammy's is a great place to dine. Their menu is very similar, with their American trio of delicious steak, shrimp, and chicken, and an expansive menu. You won't go hungry, and you won't go broke at Sammy's. You can come meet Sammy and his family. Sammy was a chief cook for Norm's for years, and it shows in his menu. Sammy's is a great place to meet the family, friends, or have a community meeting. You can ask about their private meeting room, available for parties of 15 or more on a first-come, first-served basis. Sammy's is now open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day at 540 Sandalwood Drive off of Exit 88 at the 10 Freeway in Cala Mesa. Look for the big boy statue. It's still there. We thank Sammy for returning to this station as a loyal sponsor. You can find more info about Sammy's at sammyscafe.net. That's sammyscafe.net, where you can also find discount coupons to save money. And by the way, Sammy's has free Wi-Fi too. Sammy's in Cala Mesa, Rialto, or one of their other locations are ready to serve you. Sammy's is now open in Cala Mesa.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. And welcome this Sunday evening. Thank you for joining us. And today we're going to begin with the holy instant, as we always do to bring ourselves in this holy presence. And we're going to start. And it says, "This holy instant we give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge, for we will follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. And if we need a word to help us, you will give that to us. And if what we need is a thought, that is what you will give us. And if what we need is to be still and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts we will receive from you. For the Holy Spirit is in charge by our request, and he will hear and answer us because he speaks for God, my Father, and his Holy Son." And today that we are still in the month of November in gratitude, I wanted to speak a little bit about Jesus. What would you like to speak about, Brenda? Do you have anything in mind?
Yes, I have something in mind. For example, we are starting the holy days. And we would like, if we can share how to keep the inner peace in the holidays with a lot of things moving with the holidays, like Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things.
I think that during these moments of the holidays, we have a lot of gatherings, a lot of parties, we also need to keep in mind that it's where sometimes we go places and where we don't want to see certain people. So this is a perfect time to exercise the prayer of forgiveness, which in A Course of Miracles is called the atonement. Because a lot of times we go to these parties and we encounter maybe the faraway cousin that, you know, gave us that dirty look back when we were little, or that we fought with growing up, and we end up seeing these people and we're like, in our mind, we start either judging or criticizing either how they grow up to be or the memories of the past that we have of them that we haven't yet released. So I think today would be a great time to talk a little bit about the letting go of the scripts that we give others. What do you think, Brenda?
Yes, very good. Very good topic because, I don't know, sometimes I heard that people feel, I don't know how to say it in English, nostálgico.
Nostalgic?
Mm-hmm. When these holidays come around, December. You know, there's a lot of families and friends that they're from other countries, and they're thinking about their families or if they left kids in their country. So many things
That's true. People remember their loved ones that are not with them. So they start feeling nostalgia.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What's the difference, Brenda, between nostalgia and sadness? Would you know?
No, I don't really know.
I think our teacher mentioned once that nostalgia is when you remember someone with the thoughts, the good memories, the memories of the past that make you smile, the memories of the past that are nice, good, I'm going to say, with that other person that you experienced. And that when you feel sadness, then that's more of the ego, mm-hmm. because there's like either a regret, mm-hmm. a memory that hurt your feelings, mm-hmm. or something. I think that would be safe to say that would be the difference.
And what do you think people do when they feel the sadness? Just let the sadness, like, inside out, like, the sadness goes away, feeling the sadness? Or
I think a lot of people choose to not go to the parties or mm-hmm. or are more into more like a fall into depression or, you know, just mm-hmm. into states where they don't want to hang out or socialize. And I think that shutting down or going or not joining others is the wrong way about it. I think coming out of that shell and meeting and seeing those people that once upon a time maybe you did not like or did not want to encounter, but joining them anyway, because then that gives you the opportunity to practice what we're sharing, mm-hmm. the forgiveness prayer.
How do you celebrate the holidays?
We usually hang out at my mom's house with, mm-hmm. we're a large family. So we're a family of nine and we all get together and we all have more than three kids.
Wow.
So we have many, many grandkids, many cousins and brothers. And
do you
sisters.
Bring presents for everybody?
We've done it different ways. Mm-hmm. We've done the gift exchange, mm-hmm. for only the kids and not the adults. We've done the white elephant where it's a gag gift.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Then it's like a something fun for them, mm-hmm. to open. Mm-hmm. We did have a family member who would buy everybody gifts, and we were more than 50 people. He always did that, and it's a beautiful memory. He's no longer with us, but it's a beautiful memory that he always found a way to even buy us, even if it was a little something, but he would buy the entire family a gift. Wow. And we would always say, you don't have to do this. Don't do this, but he would still do it. It was something, I think, that fulfilled him, mm-hmm. more than anything else. So we appreciate it. It was beautiful. Yeah.
This is the effect when you give something that you appreciate, give. Yeah, and also we appreciate receiving too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How do you celebrate?
So I have a long time. I put my pajamas and go to sleep.
You put on your pajamas and go to sleep?
Yeah.
So then you don't celebrate. We do the
right here,
Christmas Eve. And
okay.
Then.
I'm from Salvador. So when in Salvador, when I was young, I used to have a party, like, uh-huh. the whole night party.
Okay.
Ending with movies and everything. So here, I used to go on my brother's house, but I don't know what happened. So everybody celebrates in their own house.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for at the beginning. It was like a strange for me, a little bit nostalgico.
Right, because you were not in your country.
But now I understand. I understand with the forgiveness prayer that the love and happiness doesn't depend where you are or with who you are.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful to recognize it,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. So now we do things with my little kids, mm-hmm. and we share together, and then we go sleep. There's a lot of places. We really here in the United States, we are very blessed. There are many places that they give gift for kids and many stuff.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
So I always receive present from here and there.
Oh,
there's
sweet.
A lot of we're being very, very blessed.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, growing up, we did too. We were very blessed from. I remember the church giving my mom a lot of donations. We always had gifts from the church because we were so mm-hmm. many kids. We were nine. So we didn't need it. We didn't need anything. My father always provided, always worked a mm-hmm. lot. But because we were such a huge family, the church assumed that we needed something. So we always got gifts from that other people, and we were like, why are we getting gifts? it was fun. It was exciting. So I remember those days. They were a lot of fun.
Yeah, I find it exciting to receive presents from people that don't know me, because when I open, guess what it is? It's exciting.
Yeah. Now, what type of gifts does God give us as his children?
Oh, to recognize our innocence.
Yes, that would be a gift. Mm-hmm. How about the gift of us hearing our inner voice?
Yeah, always.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit that always are going to send the thoughts
uh-huh.
that give you peace.
Yes. I think that the gifts from heaven are the states we were talking about on mm-hmm. our way here. The state of peace, the state of joy, the state of I think there's one more, the state of love. But he gives us these gifts because they're who we are and who he is as mm-hmm. his extension. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. I really learn a lot with my two little kids, also with my teenagers, but with the little kids. So the 4 years old, my little daughter, she was like crying. And my husband was worried because she was crying and he doesn't know what to do.
How to handle it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. my husband. And I think I asked the Spirit, what can I do in this situation? How can I think in this situation? And the answer was, everybody knows uh-huh. when stop crying.
Everybody what?
Everybody knows when stop crying.
When to stop crying?
Crying.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Okay. Yeah. Like, oh, it's enough. Okay. That's it.
Yeah. They just need to let go.
And then I asked, and my husband is worried. And the answer was, everybody knows when stop, do not be worried.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Not because I say, oh, stop crying or don't be worried, they will stop. No, they already know when.
Yeah. When they're ready.
Yes. So the answer was, Brenda, stay quiet.
There you go.
And just leave everything.
Yeah. So now let's go back to what we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When we're at a party or we're at a gathering with all these holidays coming and we are in front of people that we don't want to really hang out with, mm-hmm. what is the prayer that we would be using? We already mentioned it would be the forgiveness prayer. But when it's a person, what would you tell them and what do we say?
Let's
give them an example.
I have a lot of sentences in my mind.
Okay, we'll start with a few.
Yes, I use this one. I want to forget the past of my brothers and sisters. I like that one.
So you could see them like if you've never seen them before.
Yeah, I don't think anything about their past. Okay, so and you know, I will tell you something because I will have the quinceañera in El Salvador soon on December. And I was thinking to invite one of my two cousins that we were very close together. And at the time that I said, okay, I will invite them, everything to the past come to my mind.
Right.
Do not invite them because of this,
all
this,
the bad
and
memories.
Yes.
And what did you do with all those bad memories?
I let them come. Like, okay,
after
what else?
Seen
yes.
Them, what happened?
Yes. What else? And thinking, okay, what else? What else? What else? That was my question. And then I breathed. I said, okay, Father, I just want to hug them. I just want to hug them and forgive the past of my cousins. I really want to be close to them. Because I remember this forgiveness sentence that said, I'm always giving to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, okay, if I want to hug my cousins because I forget about the past, I receiving myself. I wanted to hug myself. I wanted to be with me, but with me, you understand. You understand me.
I do. I understand you. So what you said is, after all those ideas that came and you released them, so that you could see them differently.
Yes.
The perception of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, but one thing that I do with a very, very deep certainty, I said after all the thoughts, after my decision, mm-hmm. you know. Because I imagine myself hugging them, I said to the Holy Spirit, I put everything, even my wish, in your hands. And I will do this, but everything is in your hands. And everything that happened after the forgiveness prayer, it's okay because it will give me peace to me and to them.
Correct.
And even though if they come or they're not.
I like what you just shared, because I'm going to share with everyone listening this prayer of freedom. Because
mm-hmm.
when we release someone and we give them their freedom of their past in our mind, because in the examples you gave, you didn't have to call your cousins and tell them over the phone, hey, I'm thinking this stuff mm-hmm. about you.
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
And then say you were sorry. Mm-hmm. No, we wanted to not use the forgiveness of the world, but we want to use the forgiveness prayer of the Holy Spirit, which goes something like this. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. So you're giving over your cousins. Was it your cousins?
Yes.
To the Holy Spirit as part of yourself. And then mm-hmm. it says, and then Brenda would say, I know that you will be released mm-hmm. unless I want to use you to imprison myself,
mm-hmm.
to keep suffering, to keep thinking bad things about mm-hmm. them, or to keep thinking that when you meet, there's going to be some kind of sort of conflict. And it says here, I release you unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. So because Brenda wants to live happy and not be in conflict, you're choosing to release your cousins because you're choosing to give them freedom and release yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you recognize that this will release both of you.
Yep. And what I learned from the Course of Miracle is this. Who wants to be in peace? Me. Who needs to do what it needs to be done? Me.
Correct.
So I'm very, like...
You're the chosen one.
Yes. Yes. So I'm very strict with my mind. And, you know, with when I already know that we have the power to release and accept belief or thoughts, okay, I'm always... see myself like talking to me, oh no, not this, not that one. And you hear me today when we get out of the car, no, not this one. I really enjoy this part of my life.
Yeah, I can tell. So what Brenda's mentioning is that we were getting off the car to come into the radio station, and she says, nope. And I hear her talking to herself, and I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was quiet, but she immediately said, I refuse that thought too. So she was rebuking all the ideas that were coming to her mind that don't align with her soul, with her spirit, with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So when she does that, she's immediately doing the forgiveness program. There's the forgiveness prayer. There's so many ways to do the atonement with the Holy Spirit, because it's not only releasing those ideas and thoughts into His hands, but it's also we can choose what Brenda was using, which is a different way of forgiving, which is rebuking, not even letting the seed be planted into her mind, not allowing the idea to even enter. She could see it coming, and she puts like a little block in her mind saying, nope, I'm not going to look there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to think this way. This is not who I am, and I don't want that idea in my mind.
Yes, very clear. Thank you, Lupita. You know what? Because, so I don't know, for the people who doesn't know, we are psychotherapists.
Correct.
Based on the teachings of the Course of Miracles. And with the experience, when we are in a session, psychotherapy mm-hmm. session, I see the thought that it was like that the people in the session let them in.
That when you're with the patient, uh-huh. you're saying?
Yes.
That the people, the patients that you're doing therapy on mm-hmm. allow these thoughts to come in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my goodness, this thought, it was super fast, like innocent thought that come into your mind.
Yeah, a lot of times they look innocent, uh-huh. but they're not.
No, yes, no, they're not. They're hiding a horror movie.
Yes, that is so true. It is like a horror movie.
So today, Lupe.
Okay, today we're going to stop for a second because we have a beautiful guest joining us. We just got her call in. Her name is Timmy Mirza. Welcome her into Inner Peace. Hi, Timmy, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Hi, welcome. Welcome, Timmy.
Thank you.
Well, we want to give you your welcome. Go ahead and present yourself.
It is such a pleasure to be here with you and Brenda.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. Well, can you share a bit about your background and what led you to do what you do, and share a little bit about what it is that you offer our audience?
I would love to. So my name is Timmy Mirza. I am the founder and CEO of Simplify One Thing, and I am helping coaches, consultants, content creators, and small business owners simplify tech for their businesses and life. And the reason I do this is because my mission in life is to create a massive positive impact in the world. And I do that by helping one client create one little tech solution at a time.
Beautiful. Keep going.
I was going to say I came from a corporate and nonprofit background. And after doing lots of amazing things with lots of brilliant minds, for many years, I decided that I wanted to build my own coaching and consulting business, and just helping lots and lots of people with getting comfortable with tech in whatever they want to pursue in life. And I stumbled upon a group of entrepreneurs, and I absolutely loved working with them, and eventually ended up, you know, building several programs that really helped them get started with building an online presence, online following, and then building a program that they could create a positive impact with, as well as earn a living. So that is what I am doing day in and day out. And the type of life I've built, I feel like I don't need a vacation from it, which is such a blessing.
And how does this make you feel, Timmy?
Oh my gosh, it lights me up.
I'm going to say a little bit. I am one of her many clients that she has, and I can only say wonderful things about Timmy because she helps so many people pursue their goals and their dreams. She's amazing. Now, I want you to tell me a little bit of how that fulfills your life and how that brings peace to you.
So, Lupe, just seeing people make their dreams a reality, I think is just so fulfilling to see day in and day out. Just seeing them feeling empowered, because a lot of times when clients come to me, they think that they have a tech thing that they're struggling with, which is why they're not launching or they're not putting their content out there. But when we dig deeper, we actually realize that there is, you know, lots more going on. So they get me as a tech coach, but then they also get my expertise in just getting them comfortable with sharing their message, clarifying their message, and just be able to build a program that truly, truly is aligned with who they are. And when I see them making progress, them getting comfortable with tech, as well as just having a presence online, working with their clients, it is just such a satisfying feeling. And my family sometimes jokes with me because they see me feeling so fulfilled on a daily basis, doing the work I absolutely love doing, that they can see that, you know, I am living my dream. And the joke is that I feel like I have stepped away from corporate and all of that, feeling that I was turning into workaholic, but now I spend even more time at work, but it doesn't even feel like work. It actually really feels like enjoyment and, you know, just experimentation all the time. And I absolutely love that.
So it's what I've noticed is working with you, Timmy, you're the whole shebang. You bring all the tech behind it. You also help us find our authenticity. And I think that that is the light that I see in your accompaniment and in what you're offering to your clients. And me personally, that is what I take from you.
Lupe, thank you so much for saying that. I feel like I consider myself a facilitator of success for my clients. So either I have the answer or I can point them to the answer, right? Or I can help you discover the answer for yourself. So I had worn the consultant hat for many years where I needed to have the answers, right? So when I'm working with tech, I feel like I spend a lot of time learning and experimenting with tech where I can, you know, help with building that solution or pointing you in the right direction. But there are a lot of times other things like mindset and, you know, like voice coaching and stuff like that. So I really partner with other coaches and other therapists who provide that expertise where I feel that would be beneficial for my clients. So I'm so grateful that you feel that I'm the whole shebang. I feel like I am partnering with the right people.
You're doing a great job. That's what I see and feel when I spend time with you. I also have one other question for you. What courses or what do you offer at the moment?
So at the moment, the program that really truly lights me up is my Dream Believe Launch Mastermind, which is a 12-week program where we go from clarifying your brand, clarifying your messaging to launching your first offer and, you know, seeing all the pieces, how they fit together. We cover all the tech. We help you build an opt-in funnel. Then you build a sales funnel. Then you build your program and you launch your program. And within 12 weeks, you're able to build all of the foundational pieces and launch that first thing and learn all of the steps yourself. That way you're seeing the end-to-end process. And I feel like once you have learned that one time and done that one time, you know how to build anything, basically build any program online. And after you do it a few times, you really can master it and pretty much launch anything forever after that. And even put things on evergreen as time goes on, you know, as you get comfortable and all of that. So that is the program that really lights me up because we are It's a Done With You program. It's a mastermind where you're bringing your ideas, and I'm just helping you clarify that so that you can execute that vision. And I'm teaching you all of the tech step by step so that you also gain competency in that. And, you know, things get built and they get launched. I feel like I, because of my project management background previously in my other corporate roles, I basically make sure that whatever we are committing to doing, we get it done, right? So it's not fluff. It's really done with you, and it gets done. It gets implemented.
I want you to know that Timmy also helped me find my own team and grow my own team. She has provided a VA for me, and I'm sure she'll do the same for you. Can you share a little bit about your the facilitators that you bring aside for your team members?
Oh, yes. They are so amazing. I feel so blessed that I get to help clients find the right resources that are really going to help them build and scale their businesses. Because when people join my program, they want to learn all of the pieces. They want to learn how all the tech works. They want to know how to make edits and things like that themselves to their content. But after they've done it for a little bit, then they assess and realize that my time is better spent coaching and consulting and not necessarily sitting down and building funnels and building automations and things like that. So at that point, then I can help find the right resources that are fully trained by me and my team on all of those tech pieces. And they really become your right-hand person in your business, where you get to provide the service and they help you build the entire infrastructure and keep it running and maintained and all of that good stuff.
Beautiful. I have one other question. How many years have you been doing this in the tech business?
Oh, my goodness. So I graduated with the two Bachelor of Science degrees, one in accounting and one in computer information systems, many, many years ago. And I worked in the accounting and finance field for a number of years, but I was always the unofficial IT helper in the office, if you can imagine that. So I've been working with tech for a very long time, but about 3 years ago, I decided to basically build my own business, and I got into tech consulting initially, and then pivoted to tech coaching and consulting, and I also provide software subscriptions as well. So about 3 years, I've been doing this full time, and I feel like I've never been happier.
I can tell that. I can tell that brings happiness and joy to you. Now, how does this fulfill peace in your life?
I think just having that feeling every day that I'm making a difference, that I am creating a positive impact, which is what my vision for my life is. I think going to bed at night knowing that I'm doing my part, I think brings a lot of peace to me.
And I have to say that you bring a lot of peace to me when I'm sharing with you, because I know nothing about computers or building anything for that matter. And she's my savior in that area and brings peace to me because I definitely need guidance in the tech area. And she's been a blessing to work with. Thank you so much, Timmy. Is there anything else you'd like to share, maybe where that people can reach you?
So, Lupe, I want to tell you that you have to give yourself more credit. Seriously, you are so amazing. You're such an amazing action taker. I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed working with you. And you are constantly seeking for answers, right? And you don't shy away from going into whatever that uncharted territory is, to go find the answer, to go get the answer and get it implemented. I am so proud of you for creating so many beautiful things in your business ever since you launched, right? So you have built multiple programs. You have an app. You have a social media following, a beautiful presence online, and this beautiful, amazing radio show that you're doing every week.
So I do have to say that everything on my social media platform has been guided by Timmy. So you can see the evidence there that what I've learned, I've been able to implement thanks to her.
You're doing an amazing job.
Would you like to share to the audience where they can reach you, share your information so they can look you up on social media?
Absolutely. So my brand name is Simplify One Thing. So So if you look up simplifyonething.com, that's the best place to find more information about my programs and what we're all about, what my team is like. And while you're there, I want you to click on the services tab and look at the last option, which is free resources. That's where you're going to find an awesome, awesome training that is going to help you get started with that first step of learning Canva and building a brand for yourself. So if you're interested or even mildly interested in building an online brand or social media following, then that is where you want to go and get started. And don't wait until a more optimum time or a better day. Start today. That's what I would say to do. You can also sign up for my weekly tech tips, where I deliver tech tutorials and tech tips to your inbox. And as part of that, I also share a little information about my life and what brings me joy and happiness every single day. So if you would like to join that, you can do that as well. I am very active on Facebook, Instagram, and also on my YouTube channel. So at any of these places, you can look me up by Simplify One Thing.
Beautiful. Now, I'm not going to let you go until you share a little bit about what you do with your poems.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so recently I decided to start writing poems, and I interestingly started to write them in Urdu, which is my first language, but I don't speak Urdu on a daily basis, or let alone write Urdu. I think after maybe about 20 years, I wrote something in Urdu for the first time. And I absolutely ended up loving it. And since then, I've been writing almost every day. And that is also something that brings me a lot of joy. It just happened by chance, but it has really given me a creative outlet to express my thoughts and other things that inspire me. And as I do that, I started to record some videos, and I started to learn more tech while using that content, just to play with it and have fun with it. And I've learned a ton and have had a blast doing that.
Well, there you go. For the audience that speaks Urdu, look her up, because her poems are beautiful.
Thank you. I have considered actually creating a poetry club, because I'm sure there are a lot of aspiring poets like me who don't really feel competent or skilled at that, but would want to just have a safe place where they can come and share their poetry. So I have considered doing that. So probably in 2025, I think that's going to be something I'm going to launch. Beautiful. Because it'll be a lot of fun.
Yay. Can't wait. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Lupe, I just want all the listeners to know that they are a blessing and the world needs their brilliance now. I feel like so many times we wait for a better time, where we think that, you know, once I have a better microphone or better camera or better equipment or better software, then I'm going to go and do my thing. I want to say, start today with wherever you're at and incrementally upgrade as you go, every step of the way. So if you go to my YouTube channel, I really want everybody to scroll all the way down to the very first videos that I did, because when I recorded that video, I literally was crying, because that was as part of an MBA class I had taken where I had to recap my leadership journey. And I was so scared of being on video. I took more than 30 takes to record a short video, and ended up going to bed crying that I was so bad at it and the video looked terrible, in my opinion, because we're always like very self-critical. But that night I went to bed and I told myself that I am never going to get over my fear unless I do something about it. Fear of being on camera, being on video. So the next morning I woke up and I said, okay, I'm going to challenge myself and I'm going to record something every day for the next 7 days and just see what happens, and post it somewhere. So every day I recorded a little something, pretty goofy, but by day 7, literally I was giggling on video. So I feel that if I can do it, anyone can. English is not my first language, and I just want to encourage whatever message you have on your heart, whatever your dream is, start taking steps towards that today. Please don't wait for another day. Just do whatever you can. One little small step in that direction, and just see what happens.
Well, you've definitely inspired me. What do you think, Brenda?
Of course. Thank you so much, Timmy, for sharing this. Thank you.
You are welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to recommend her to everyone listening that does not have any tech understanding, because I couldn't even use my mouse. I would tell her, be patient with me because I don't know how to get from point A to point B. And it takes someone who does not know, maybe a lot of hours, but something that really filled my heart working with Timmy was her patience. She has all the patience in the world. And she had that for me. So she is still quite a blessing. Thank you so much, Timmy, for joining us on the radio today.
The pleasure is all mine.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm going to go back to what Timmy mentioned. She said, let's remove our fears and go ahead and proceed. How do we remove fears, Brenda?
Just trust in who you are.
Trust in who you are. That's beautiful. And who are we?
The God of child.
The child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
It's
yes.
The only things that we need to know, that we are secure, we're safe. We do mistakes, but still we keep on going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that I love also that she mentioned to pursue what our calling is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I have a calling, yes, Brenda?
Yes.
You and I have a function in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to practice the atonement, to practice the forgiveness prayer in everything that we do not like, that bothers us, that we don't know. Maybe if it's tech, recognizing that it might not be the best that we know how to do, but that we can ask the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. A child of God can do all things, always.
Yes. And the Holy Spirit will use everything.
Yes.
Everything to bring peace to our life.
Yes, that is so, so true. And he will use everyone as well.
I'm going to tell something. Before the training, mind training, to walk up from a mistake for me, it was really hard. It was really hard. I was to be right there and victimizing myself. But what Timmy said, it's what happened in my first year with the mind training, that I experiment like being very angry, very scared for my movements in my head.
In your mind.
In my mind. Yes, thank you. But there was something, you know, the light and the strong inside of our heart that says, keep on going. You gotta finish this. And when I finish, I feel the first year, very proud of myself, because a lot of things broken in my heart, because I come from a life that I never finished something. I do not graduate from school. I was not the best daughter. I was not the best anything. So.
That's what the ego would tell
that
you.
That was correct? The ego telling me. So there's many, many things. I do a lot of mistakes that it was like impossible to be or to live with happiness or in peace. So it looks like I need to do a lot of stuff, or I don't know, many life or things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I finished the first year in the training, I finally received the wisdom that I don't need nothing else. I don't need it. I don't need nothing from outside to give me that peace, to give me the happiness.
Where is everything that you need?
Just to accept my innocence. accept that that there is just mistakes that I did.
That can be corrected.
Yes. And the only mistake that is correct is the feeling or the sensation to be separate from God. And after this 4 years training, mind training, I enjoy everything. So doing live, dancing, being here in the radio, talking to everybody. I give the permission to myself to do whatever I want to do. Cookies, go to the river with my kids, play something, dance, anywhere. The peace come with me. No, I go anywhere for peace. No.
Because the peace is already
with me.
Yeah.
And I in peace doing everything that I love to do.
What happens is with the mental mind training program with the Course in Miracles, and earlier today in my Facebook Live, I was mentioning that a course is the path. Miracles is a mental correction. So if you wanted to say it in simple words, it's a path to mental correctedness, a path to right-mindedness. Mm-hmm. And that's a course of miracles. Now, Jesus preferred to name it a course of miracles. And Brenda is sharing to us that now that she does all things in peace, she doesn't have to go outside of herself searching for peace. And mm-hmm. nothing outside of herself will provide her this happiness, this joy, what she's experiencing. So we invite everyone who has not had the opportunity to do a mental mind training to look us up on social media, both Brenda or myself, so that we can, we're going to be offering these programs in our social platforms so you too can begin this mental training, because it's so important that we accept, like you said, I want to accept and surrender to the Father and say, okay, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Help me. I've tried it a million ways. I've tried looking on the outside and it didn't work. Now let's do it on the inside. And this time it will work with the help of Jesus, obviously, and the Holy Spirit. Now, meditation is a beautiful word because every lesson invites you to meditate. And meditate is go within, go mm-hmm. inside of you, where you'll find all of these things that the child of God already obtains and already has. They just seem like they're far away to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. But they're all inside of us and they're all accessible to us. Both peace, love, and joy, which is what we are experiencing a little more of every time we come to the radio. Either we're laughing or we're just in peace. But we've been definitely transformed through these years that we've been taking our mental training seriously and doing our lessons one by one every day. It's a lesson a day from day one to 365 days. So it's a complete year of lessons to transform your mind, or I'm going to say so that the Holy Spirit can purify our mental thought system and bring it back to its original state as a child of God. So that's beautiful, isn't it? To start, we should start our year that way. But why wait till the beginning of the year? Like Timmy said, start now, whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. There is no reason to let time, which is also an illusion, to come into our, as part of an excuse. Mm-hmm. To not get started.
Yeah, and even though if there's people listening that are not doing or interesting and train their mind, but also like Timmy, that she's not training her mind, but with what she do, that she's doing it with love, happiness, she's putting this beautiful energy to the world.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it needs to be brave to do what she does.
Yes, yes, it does bring, I think, fortitude. I think we all receive this fortitude from heaven, because I never imagined that you and I would be in front of mics in a having a radio show.
No.
I many years back when we first met, do you remember what I said? Yes. Instead of hearing bad news, let's have our own TV show so mm-hmm. we can bring in the good news.
Yeah.
And in some way or form, the Holy Spirit brought us here and we are bringing the good news.
Yes.
A new way to think. The real psychotherapy in A Course of Miracles is question yourself. Are you happy where you are? Are you happy what you think of yourself and of others? And that is the true therapy, is questioning the truth about what you are thinking. And the Holy Spirit will bring you the answer. The Holy Spirit will bring you the answer to those questions. That's something I really enjoy about the Course of Miracles, is we were always asking questions. There's never a question that goes unanswered. He always answers everything we ask for. And the main idea of the entire course is, what is it that you want as a child of God? And above all things, we have to choose peace, because from peace abides all the other things we're experiencing, that is joy, love, and happiness. Mm-hmm. And so we should welcome the holidays with peace. It's going to be very fun to join our families and our friends. And we're going to leave you homework mm-hmm. as well, to use the release prayer. So I'm going to say it one more time. If you're listening, I would write it down. It says, I give you to the Holy Spirit. And you can put anybody's name, mm-hmm. your husband, your wife, somebody you don't like. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release, because I recognize that we will be released together, and that will bring peace not only to you, but to that other person you put in your mind as well. So that would be the end of today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation.